At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Oh, it's the big question of the day. Raven, producer Julie, producer Justin, when exactly was the day? What day, you may ask?
The day the music died.
CDs and DVDs. When did CDs and DVDs die? Raven just rolled his eyes at me.
Well, I could tell you this, is that my wife thinks that I killed them about 5 or 10 years ago or whatever.
There's been a big controversy. Do you throw away your CDs and DVDs or are you still holding them? And Raven was talking about this because Alicia's been all upset.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me again what happened to the DVDs.
Oh, you threw them away?
No.
Yes, you did.
What makes you think I threw them away?
Because I didn't.
They're probably still in this house somewhere.
No, they're not. I've been through everything. You threw them away.
Now, listen, this is the craziest thing that I've ever heard. And my wife has said some really crazy things over the years. Listen to this next line.
You hated them. You threw them away.
I hated them.
You said everything was streaming now. And then all of a sudden they disappeared.
To be fair, everything is streaming now.
Well, I mean, now it is. But at the time when you threw them away 5 years ago, 8 years ago, wasn't all streaming.
I hated them.
You hated them.
I hated them. I was like, why would I hate Dirty Dancing? You had Dirty Dancing on DVD. Why would I hate Jaws?
2014, according to Reddit, is the day the music died and CDs and DVDs should have been thrown out by everybody, which is 11 years ago.
Well, sounds like, false. You know, however that happened, maybe I was, you know, not too far behind on that. I used to have a room full of CDs and I took them to stores. I mean, being in this business for 30 years, you just collect a massive amount of music, right? And I would take them to the stores that buy them. Boxes and boxes, a truckload, really. They would cut me a check for $1,500 and then give me back the same amount of boxes, it felt like. And that went on for years. Wow. And then finally, I just got rid of them all at once. I couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, all right. So you did throw them away.
I had to because I was moving all over the place. That was CDs. That was not the DVDs.
Julie, do you even know what CDs and DVDs are?
Yeah, when I was like, I was born in 2001, so probably I was probably a toddler. So like around 5, I had one of those individual CD players
that you could play like Discman.
Yeah, I had headphones for it. But then the iPod came out, so poof, that was gone by the time I was like 8.
Right. Justin, how about you? When did you get rid of your DVDs and CDs?
Never. I have an obscene amount of CDs. Much like Raven, I've been doing this a long time. I have thousands of CDs, and I have hundreds of DVDs.
Why don't you get rid of them?
Well, because I don't know. Right. My collection, I'm trying to streamline and digitize all of my music.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's taken
good luck
forever.
With that, man.
And I'm still going to my local library and getting CDs from them of music I don't already have so I can add to my collection.
Here's the thing, Justin.
What?
Your whole library has already been digitized. It's called YouTube. Already out there.
It doesn't work for me.
Oh, my gosh.
When's the last time you put a DVD in a DVD player and watched it?
Last night.
Recently, last week for sure.
Yeah. The only DVD I still own is my wedding DVD because I have to have it like transdone into the magic world of whatever internet how it works.
Yeah, my watched wedding. It. It's not like you watched it last week.
Well, no, every year in our anniversary, which oddly is coming up this week, we put it in, we find our old DVD player and we plug it in so we can show the girls.
That's cute.
And then every year, my little one will cry because why wasn't she there?
Right.
She gets very
why wasn't
upset.
I invited?
That's
right.
The only DVD I own. But if you ask me when did I throw them away, I don't know. I think I just said little by little, I just got rid of them.
Yeah.
And it's so weird. Did you have to make an active decision to get rid of them? Or did you just little by little, they just went away?
You should just give them to Justin. That's what I would do point.
So he could digitize them for me. Go to the library and do that.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.